for my own penalty. Can't leave you alone, Annalee. Well, now you say you're gonna be mine. No matter what you hear or do. Raining for me and you, Annalee. Annalee. Don't you hear the wedding bells raining for me and you, Annalee? Now you said you're gonna be mine.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Microwave Dave, talking the blues on WLRH. It's a great pleasure having you tune in for some Saturday blues and R&B entertainment, which is what we have for you coming up for the next hour. First of all, we give Earl Hooker his intermission. Thanks, Earl. We'll see you at the bottom of the show. Lots of stuff coming up here, and I have a bag full of CDs to go through. Man, I've got a lot of them. We're going to try to go through five or six tonight if I don't talk too much, so I'm going to try to get right on it and see if I can't squeeze a bunch of these in. We're starting off here with a rather interesting thing that has come out of the city of New York, and it, of all things to find in New York City, Hill Country Blues. Not what I would have expected, but there's a duo working with other musicians up there. They call themselves Pork Chop Willie. And nobody in the band is named Willie, and there's no identification with Pork Chops as far as I can tell. But Willie is Bill Hammer, who is a guitarist and a violinist, and who plays along with him. And her name is, I'm looking her name up here, it's, well, I believe it's Sandra Tong is what it is. And the two of them have found a way to take Hill Country Blues, and they've kind of meshed it with some other styles. And it's almost like a pop version of Hill Country Blues. Now, Hill Country, of course, is stuff that came to us starting probably around the time of the 60s and 70s with Mississippi Fred McDowell and some of those guys, along with some of the other people from up there in the extreme northern part of Mississippi. And they went on and became much more popular through the 70s, 80s, and the 90s through people like R.L. Burnside and Junior Kimbrough and those artists who became very iconic in the field. And since then, it's been known for its droning guitar figures, very repetitive, and for some stomp grooves and sometimes some funky grooves along with it. Simple lyrics about what the feeling is. And it's gotten me kind of fixed out now where a lot of bands are playing it in a very basic style. Porkchop Willie has taken it now and moved it into a status where it has, like I say, a bit more of an uplift to it. When you think of a guitar and a violin, you might get all kinds of preconceived notions in your mind about what this is going to sound like. But I can tell you up front, it really doesn't. They mesh the violin in very much with the other stuff. It's not sitting or playing solos and filigrees and nice figures up on the top. There are some solo parts, but most of it fits into the texture of the overall groove. And that is an interesting approach. Two tracks from Porkchop Willie we're going to get. The first one is called Ain't Nobody Gonna Save My Soul. And then the last one is called Too Many Cuts. The last one kind of borrows a riff from the old Willie Cobb's blues piece from the 60s called You Don't Love Me, one that was heavily recorded by the Allman Brothers Band. But they make it just original enough to make it stand here on its own. Again, the artist is Porkchop Willie. The album's called Love Is the Devil. And we're going to hear Ain't Nobody Gonna Save My Soul and Too Many Cuts. Thank you.
all alone.
they teach. Too many cuts and the cut too deep. A trouble, trouble all the time. The way she walked calls my worried mind.
Hill Country Blues, cut some in New York and cut some in Mississippi, where it should be. And the last one indeed was cut in Mississippi, called Too Many Cuts. And the one before that called Ain't Nobody Gonna Take My Soul. And those are by the band called Porkchop Willie and Bill Hammer. And I mispronounced the lady. It's Melissa Tong doing some of the vocals and the violin working there. See how it's blended in with the guitar and all that? A different approach for this kind of duo. And it's interesting. They seem to be, among other things, leading a Hill Country Blues night in Harlem, New York. So there must be something of a following for it up there. And that is pretty cool. Porkchop Willie and Love Is the Devil is the name of the album. It's a self-release. Next up, we go to a veteran musician who began in Alabama. He was born in Alabama back in the mid-1940s and left there after working the Gulf Coast and a bunch of other places, and eventually wound up in Canada after a thing that took him all around through country music, rock and roll, and everything else. And as a piano player, you're going to wind up working just about everywhere because there just aren't enough piano players to go around, it seems like. His name is David Vest, and his new album is called Roadhouse Revelation. It's on Cordova Bay Records, and it is, again, a Canadian label, and we're getting a lot of stuff coming down from Canada to this show, which I appreciate. It starts off with some rather traditional boogie-woogie sounding stuff, but it's got that good rock and drum beat to it that rock and roll brought into boogie-woogie, and that one is called, that's the second track. The first track is called Crooked Politician. I did switch these around here. This has got a New Orleans groove, and it starts off with some percussion, very much the hand percussion stuff we expect from New Orleans, and some lyrics about people who have gone into public office and have managed to enrich themselves while perhaps making other people a lot poorer than they were before they got in. The second one is called Freight Train Rollin'. That's the one that has the rolling drum groove to it. And this one has a lyric based on a train story from up in Canada where he lives now. This guy can really play this stuff, and he's got it down. The album, once again, Roadhouse Revelation. The artist is David Vest, and it is on Cordova Bay Records. We're going to hear Crooked Politician and then Freight Train Rollin'.
Take the money from the school, put it in their pocket. Take the money from the poor, put it in their pocket. Take the money from the old folks, put it in their pocket. Then their buddies down in Houston can shoot another rocket. Just a low down, crooked politician. Low down, nasty politician. Low down, crooked politician. A dollar make him holler, he's a man on a mission. On every TV and radio in the nation. Spouting lies and the disinformation. Crooked preacher in the Pope congregation. Still doing business in the same location. Politician, low down, crooked politician. Don't believe in nothing but his own kind of ism. Here he come down the street in the big limousine, kissing babies on their faces. Don't it make you wanna scream? Wing that billionaire putting up the money. No sense of humor, but his show is funny. Just a low down, crooked politician. Just a low down, awful politician. Just a low down. Politician, you can tell him that you heard it from a blues musician.
better clear the track. With that big train rolling, it ain't coming back. There's a freight train rolling, 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 rolling on down the line.
Fine piano work and some great grooves from David Vest and his band of musicians back there on the album called Roadhouse Revelation on Cordova Bay Records out of Canada. The last one there, Freight Train Rolling. Like I said, that kind of groove that comes when you put drums with boogie boogie piano. Although the pianos could almost do that all by themselves back in their heyday, no question about it. And before that, Crooked Politician, co-written by the late Paul DeLay, a great harmonica player and singer from the Pacific Northwest who was quite a blues hero up there until he passed away much too early just a few years ago. David Vest's album is available on Cordova Bay Records. It's called Roadhouse Revelation. This is Talking the Blues, and I'm Microwave Dave. A pleasure having you tuned in. Reminding you, this program is available to you on podcast. If you go to the WLRH.org website, click on Programs, click on Talking the Blues, and a whole list of them will pop down there, and you can hear what it sounds like. It makes it easy for you to pick up this on your own schedule. We appreciate WLRH doing that for all of our locally produced shows. Our next artist comes to us out of Richmond, Virginia. Little Ronnie and the Grand Dukes have been kicking the blues up around there for probably 20 years at least, maybe longer. He's a harmonica player, singer, and songwriter, and he writes usually pretty straight-ahead basic stuff. And it's the same thing on this album, except for he's got some stuff that's a little different, and he has a female singer he has added to the group out front. Her name is Claudia Carawan. It's like caravan, but with a W in the middle. And she has a sweet voice to a lot of these things here. She can sing in both a swing style and a kind of a sassy blues style as well. And she knows how to operate over the funky things. And we'll prove that one there with the first one we're going to hear, which is called Thick and Thin. And she actually wrote this one herself. And it's a good funky 12-bar blues. Nice horn work in here in the section. They've got a good bunch of players backing up the rhythm section with the horns. And then one called for Too Fast for Conditions. And this one is actually more like a Chicago Howlin' Wolf style. And kind of the way that Wolf played a lot of his grooves back in those days, and runs very much of that, kind of like Shake for Me or Killin' Floor, those kind of things. That's the derivation for the second song. Little Ronnie and the Grand Dukes, the one called, starting off with the one called Thick and Thin, and then Too Fast for Conditions. And it's on Eller Soul Records. The album's called, by the way, Unfinished Business.
Each morning No wind blowing,
rocking that Chicago blues groove. That is Little Ronnie and the Grand Dukes out of, Little Ronnie and the Blue Beats. He's changed the name of the band, too. It used to be the Grand Dukes. Little Ronnie and the Blue Beats, and a singer is Claudia Caravine, and her lead song, that's from the called Too Fast for Conditions. Before that, one that Claudia wrote called Thick and Thin. Nice playing in the ensemble throughout this whole thing. You know, good stuff on the album. Unfinished Business is the name of it, and it's on Eller Soul Records. Our next artist on Talking Blues is one I was very happy to see in person during the recent Cigar Boss Guitar Festival at the Flying Monkey in Low Mill. And this is a guy named Ben Prestige, who has been here before in the past, but not around much lately. He's been playing in Europe an awful lot. He works out of his home at Okeechobee, Florida, and he's a one-man band who has developed a lot of picking styles besides just playing the Cigar Boss guitars. He can do Travis picking, he can do Chet Atkins picking, he can do all kinds of fast bluegrass stuff and pretty amazing things. And he's a rowdy vocalist at the same time and a complete one-man band. Drums at both feet and can play harmonica at the same time and knows how to get a crowd going. His newest album was given to me by Ben when he was here. It's just called Live, and it's recorded down in Orlando, Florida, at a bar. It's a double CD. A lot of the stuff on here leads toward roots country. I mean, really roots country, too. Not the kind of things we call roots now, but stuff that goes way, way back. It includes some really interesting cigar box fiddle playing that he is doing now as well. But when he picked up the Lobo, he really has the ability to channel some of the Delta blues players, although he hypes up the speed a pretty good bit. And that's what he does on one here that is basically Preaching Blues. I'm not sure if it's the title he's using or not. The red printing on the album cover is a little bit obscure to me, and I can't quite pull out what the title is. But I've heard this released as Preaching Blues, and I've heard it also as Blues Came Walking Like a Man. He uses both those lines in the lyrics, and it goes through quite a story and a bunch of changes. Now, what you're hearing here is the Lobo, which is three strings played with a slide, and also a bass string played with a slide, and then the drums being played by Ben simultaneously, the bass drum, the snare drum. All the stuff is going on at one time, and you can tell by the crowd going with him through the various movements and changes in this that he is taking them right along on the ride, and he is a master at doing this. This is Ben Prestige. The album is called Live. It's a brand new self-release from him, and this is Preaching Blues, cigar box style music from a guy who is a master of the genre.
Say all damn day was fire and brimstone. I said, Lord, have mercy on my soul. I said to myself, son, I'm on the morning, I gotta change my evil ways. I said to myself, son, I'm on the morning, I gotta quit drinking. I said to myself, son, I'm on the morning, I gotta quit smoking. And the most important thing of all, son, I'm on the morning, I gotta quit playing that devil music.
The really amazing one-man band, Ben Prestige, and a song that he did while he was here at the Cigar Box Guitar Festival. This was recorded live here in Orlando, Florida, in a club, however. Yeah, the version of Preaching Blues. And it's pretty amazing he's doing all that at one time, the drumming, the singing. He can also play harmonica while he's doing this as well. And the guitar and bass playing, courtesy of the Lobo, the instrument that is designed to give both guitar and bass to a person playing slide with him. And he is one of the few people who has really mastered the instrument as well. The album is just called Live. It's a self-release. I don't know if you can get it anywhere except for directly from Ben, but I was really glad to get a copy of it at the Cigar Box Guitar Festival. Our next artist on Talking the Blues is a gang of guys that come to us from various places, but they gathered up in New Orleans, and they call their band Faux Real, and that is F-O apostrophe R-E-E-L. They have an album called Heavy Water out. Mark D'Amizio, guitarist, is the producer of the album and all that. C.P. Love does the vocals. David Byrd is the bass guitar player. And rather well-known Johnny Neal, the blind organist from up in the Nashville area, who has played, among other things, with the Allman Brothers Band for a stint, brown this group out. And it's a pretty intense group. They're doing a lot of funky things, being in New Orleans, of course, is what they wanted to do. And the album Heavy Waters has got some interesting things on it. We'll start off with an instrumental that is called Gate. And when you see the name Gate, you know there's a tribute here to Clarence Gate Mouth Brown. This is not quite as fast as some of the stuff Gate used to play in this same groove, but it's got the same texture and feeling. And it's a really nice organ solo here from Johnny Neal on this one. Then secondly, one called Shake and Bake, and this one has really funky. It reminds me a bit of the band from Oakland, California called Tower of Power, the way the horns are arranged and the very insistent double beat bass line on this thing as well. Shake and Bake, before that, Gate. The album is called Heavy Water. The band is Faux Real, and I hope you will enjoy these fine things out of New Orleans, Louisiana. We'll be right back.
dog hug the hound. She makes my biscuit rise when she's rolling round and round. Now shake it, baby, like a leaf on a willow tree. The way you wear those jeans looks so good to me. Like a leaf on a willow tree, and shake that money maker. It looks so good to me.
Nice funk music played there. It runs in the style kind of a Tower of Power, as I said. That is a band called Faux Real, working on New Orleans kind of stuff. The album called Heavy Water, the last you heard there is Shake and Bake. The first one, the nice jump blues there, is called Gate, a tribute to Gate Mouth Brown. These guys are, this release is a self-release, and this band is probably going to get some busy work playing that kind of music. Our final artist this evening on Talking the Blues is going to be a complete change of pace as far as texture goes, not it may be tempo. Pretty fast playing right here. A guy by the name of Steve Dawson, another Canadian artist who has been on this program several times with his releases. He works a lot behind other people, both on tour and in recordings, but now he has taken the time to make an album that he just came out of his own. It's called Rattlesnake Cage, and this is just him and guitar. No vocals, no fancy stuff, no overdubs, nothing. Just acoustic guitars and an old microphone, an old Neumann, which is a tube microphone that are very valuable these days, that had been hanging in the ceiling of a church in Detroit for about 50 years. They pulled it down, put it in the studio, and it gave this very warm, airy sound, and the rest is recorded history, because here we have this great record of instrumentals from Steve Dawson. There's a bunch of good stuff on here. We'll start off with one called J.R. Lockley's Dilemma, and this is an acoustic cut time stomp, a little bit of a ragtime groove, but there's also some slide work in it too that's very nice. And then the title cut, Rattlesnake Cage, features the instrument called a Weissenborn. A Weissenborn is a lap style instrument. You lay it down flat in your lap, and not only a hollow body like a guitar, but also has a hollow neck. The neck is actually a box instead of a board or stick. And you play slide on that. It's got a low tune and a bunch of doubled up strings, so it has a very rich sound to it. And the one on this one, Rattlesnake Cage, has got a thing that makes you think almost like a cinematic thing when it starts out. You think maybe you're going to hear a James Bond theme coming, but nope, it goes right away to some beautiful picking and great playing. The artist Steve Dawson, the album Rattlesnake Cage, is on Black Hen Records out of Canada. We will hear J.R. Lockley's Dilemma and the title cut, Rattlesnake Cage. Some really fine playing there from Steve Dawson from Canada. You can see why he's compared to people like Ry Cooter and Leo Kottke with his skills on the guitar. It's the last one, the title cut of his album, Rattlesnake Cage, and before that, J.R. Lockley's Dilemma. Beautiful music. Tonight we've had Steve Dawson, For Real, Ben Prestige, Little Ronnie and the Blue Beats, David Vest, and Pork Chop Willie. It is a great pleasure and a great privilege to share my favorite music with you. I thank you for your company, your attention, and your time during the past hour, and I will be looking forward to next week when I get a chance to do it again. I'm Microwave Dave. You get the blues, you know what to do with them, right? Right.
Hang around and see. I know you don't love me, baby. That's all right.